In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for this morning's sermon is the Gospel appointed for Remenis Chere, the second Sunday of Lent. The second Sunday in Lent. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Thus far the Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the Son of David. And that's what she calls him, this Canaanite woman. High honor, that is. And I just honored you well and properly. You are the Son of David. I called you that. And now, having bestowed on you the great honor of having publicly confessed who you are, how about pony up a little help for my daughter? Says in the text that she was severely demon-possessed. Makes me scratch my head a little and wonder what a mild case of demon possession would look like. But it stresses that it was a big problem. But the way she approaches him, You owe me, Jesus. Or at least you are mildly obligated to do a little something. Do you pray prayers like that? I started my prayer by piling up every honorific adjective I could think of. Awesome, glorious, shiny, wonderful, holy, super, great, good, mighty. So speaking of mighty, could you maybe fix my situation for me? Of course, we can be a little more sophisticated than that. Lord, you know how much I give to the church and how much time I spend down there helping. You saw that good deed I did last week. You know how hard I work trying to raise my children, right? Or for those who can't bargain that way, there's always the, because they're a little too wayward, you can always do the promise approach. Lord, if you will do thus and such for me, here is what I will do for you. I promise I'll give more and cut back on cussing and other bad habits and be nicer to folks and so forth. But it all comes down to bargains. Maybe it's, see how nice I'm talking to you. And maybe it's, you kind of owe me on account of everything I've already done for you. And there again, maybe it's, here's what I'll do for you if you'll do this for me. But every one of those prayers are works righteous to the core. I have done or will do my part, so God, here's what I want your end of the bargain to be. I hope those are not the kinds of prayers you pray these days. But I'd guess that at one time or another, we've all offered one of those up. And that's what this Canaanite woman does. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Now there's a fine line between trying to flatter God and taking Him at His word. Flattering Him is done so that maybe we can get something out of Him that He has not promised us. Saying back to God what He has given us to say, well, that's nothing but faith taking God at His word. Son of David, has God given us this to say of our Lord? Well, to be very picky, no. He gave that to the Jews, and the promise of a son of David was a promise to the Jews that a Davidic king would be given to them. Out of a faithful Jew's mouth, that would be laying hold of the promise of God's word. But Jesus is in the region of Tyre and Sidon. These towns still exist. It's modern-day Lebanon. So out of this non-Jew's mouth, out of this Canaanite woman's mouth, it's just flowery talk. Son of David gives no word of promise to a Canaanite. So Jesus ignores her. Don't be surprised if He ignores you too when you do these bargain prayers with Him. Make no mistake, He wants to have mercy on you. But for the sake of your salvation, you need to know that His mercy toward you really is a gift, not a bargain. The disciples get so irritated with this woman that they ask Jesus to send her away. Who knows what was going through their heads? Maybe a recognition that she wasn't praying right, but more likely just raw contempt for a foreigner woman who dared to approach their master. But eventually Jesus does say something to her. His words don't leave a lot of room for hope. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Indeed, Son of David is for Israelites, lady. That promise just flat isn't for you. Well, okay. She tries again. And this time she leaves the Son of David thing off. Lord, help me. So it should be in your prayers too. As you pray, you discover those things in your prayers that really are not biblical, things you really can't be saying to God. So they fall out of your prayers. And thus your prayers become clearer, more faithful. And the guiding and directing of the Lord in the matters we bring before Him becomes clearer too. So, okay, let's just ignore that Son of David move. Are you merciful? Are you not? Have mercy on me. It is often not enough. Please take note of this. It is often not enough to be in error and realize it and just go silent about it and hope that everyone will just forget. For your sake and for the sake of others, the error has to be corrected. So what this woman tries to overlook, Jesus stays on. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Did you hear him, lady? Are you clear? Son of David gets you nothing. Son of David is for the sons of Israel, and you are a daughter of Canaanite dogs. Are you listening? Oh, yeah. She was listening. By now, she's listening very carefully. And more to the point, she was listening faithfully. Not as one trying to strike a bargain, at least not anymore, but faithfully as one who seeks an undeserved gift. If she was still figuring to pull something out of unspoken social obligation, well, her unspoken social obligation at this point would have been to have a little dignity. Storm off in a huff. Jesus just called you a dog. And dog is to this very day as bad a slam as you'll get in the Middle East. Have some pride. Keep your chin up. Walk away. That's how social law works. She isn't doing law anymore. Faith doesn't. And yet, even as the faithful, we must learn this over and over throughout our Christian lives. You don't ever get to look up to heaven and say, I deserve better than this. We do. We're tempted that way anyway. Tempted to say that. And God's law has to come and put us little dogs back in our place. Our faithful place of faithfully begging the Lord for the crumbs of His mercy. And that's where our Canaanite lady finds herself. Faithfully receiving our Lord's harsh, pride-destroying law words. But wait, there was at least a little morsel of gospel in there. Little dog. Sounds like law. But even dogs get something. Faith takes the Lord at His word. And in this word, the Lord has given your Canaanite sister a word her faith can hang on to. She says back to the Lord what our Lord's own words have given her to say. True, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. unbelief, would have heard dog as a curse. Faith finds the gift in it. Lord, you have given me the word dog. Son of David doesn't work for me, but dog does. Well then, according to your own word, give me what the dogs get, please. Now her prayer is a faithful prayer, and the Lord commends her faith to Israel and to the church down through the ages. No, it's not law that you have to pray kneeling or standing, as the Catechism encourages you. But kneeling is the posture of humility. Physically putting yourself down on your knees reminds your brain of the humility that faith is to have before the Lord. And so the church has always encouraged you to impress humility on your mind by what you do with your body, and to confess that humility by assuming the posture of humility. Dear ones in Christ, Luther's last words in this world before he died: Wir sind Bettler, das ist wahr. We are beggars, that's the truth. Law religion speaks to you of doing what you can to deserve more, and then getting what you deserve. And they inevitably get there by watering down the law, of course. If they said that the law requires absolute perfection as bare minimum, it wouldn't work. As we look honestly into the mirror of the law, and all the more so during Lent, we see nothing there that is deserving of anything but temporal and eternal punishment. So then, hear the gospel. Beggars though we are, our Master has fed us well. He has sent our Lord Jesus Christ to be the children's bread, and we receive him in crumbs and in wafers. He offers his sinless body and blood up on the cross for us, and he is buried and raised. You are worded together with this bread of life, as his word calls you to repent of your sins and to believe that for his sake your sins truly are forgiven you. You are buried and raised with him in holy baptism, and kneeling before him, you are bodied and blooded to him, in, with, and under the wafers and the wine of Holy Communion. This Canaanite woman pleaded in faith to receive what the Lord would give, and he gave the healing of her daughter. It is beyond imagining that she did not also come to salvation by that same faith. God grant us grace to be like her, not laying on the Lord what we would like to pull out of him, but as beggars receiving from him whatever he wills graciously to give us. For indeed, he is more than gracious enough. You have the forgiveness of sins, the tender mercies of God and his love all the days of your life. and the life of the world to come as well, for the sake of your crucified and risen Master, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.